The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Chav Beis. We end the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. Lo Yotzak, Lo Bola, Lo Pises, Lo Molach, Lo Heinev, Lo Yigish. Oy Sheposan, Pitim Rubes, Lo Moshkan Ksheru. All these parts of the preparatory stages of bringing a Korban Mincha are all not Ma'akiv. They're kosher, and the Gemara coins this, that Mikmitza Ve'elech is Ma'akiv, the same way Mikmitza Ve'elech, which is connected the beginning of the Avodas Adam and Karbonis, like we explained, all that has to be Ayidei Kohen, all that is Ma'akiv, everything that's done before that, there's no P'sul Shalai Lishma. If it's not done, it's not Ma'akiv, it's a Mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akiv. That's the Mishnah. One of the things that we just mentioned is Loi Molach, the Mitzvah of putting Melach, putting salt on a Karbon is also not Ma'akiv. That's the wording in the Mishnah. Lamai said it's not as simple as that. We have a sugya on Daf Chof, which is Machlokes Reb Yosef and Abaye exactly how to explain the Mishnah. I'd like to delve into the inyan of Melicha B'Karbonis. Lamai said the Maskona of the Yireim and the Smag seems to be the Melicha is not Ma'akiv. Pasha is the Mishnah we have by us. The Rambam in Perkei Me'asumim Mizbech Halokh Yid Beis says Hikriv B'Loi Melach Klal Loike. There's a lav of not putting melech on the karbonis. He says it's not makav. There's a lav of being makav a carbon without melech. But lemaisa the carbon is not makav. Chutz the Rambam says min amincho. Shamelech ma'akiv bikmitza shenemar v'lo sash vis melech brisa lekechu mi'almin chosecho. Pasuk in Perek Beis by Karban Mincha says, V'chol korban minchoscho v'melech timlach, they should all have salt on them. V'loi sash bis melech brisa lekecho mi'al minchosecho, you should not refrain, it's a lav, from putting salt, from salting the mincha, specifically mentioned in the Torah, I'll call korban cho takiv melech, and all korbanis it should be melech. So first of all, there's two lashonis, V'chol korban minchoscho v'melech timlach, seems to be something specific in korban mincha. The lav, the Torah, is also mentioned in conjunction with the mincha, V'loi sash bis melech brisa lekecho mi'al minchosecho, then the next pasuk, I'll call korban cho takiv melech, seems to be some type of general idea. That's true by all carbonis, which is takad alokum. All carbonis, the chalokum and the carbon that were hukta al gabi amizbeach, had melach put on them before being offered on the mizbeach. So the Rambam, like we just said, quotes that the only carbon where there's an ikuv, where it's ma'akiv, the melicha of the carbon is only by mincha. Not by all other karbonis. So Kasimishna says over there, he says, if you read the psukim, that's what it sounds like. It says, mitzvahs melicha, it says by all karbonis, but since the lav is written in the parasha menachos, therefore only in menachos is the melicha ma'akiv, which is a little bit strange. If you want to say that what's written in the parasha of mincha is dafka by mincha, so then that would be true. But Chazal clearly in the sugis in front of us, Dash not that way. It's how kol korban chotak of melach. Seems to be the Teres Megala that the din of melicha be korbanis is true by all korbanis. So then l'choyer, the lav by definition of l'sash bis melach bris l'kach me'am kozero is on all korbanis, and that's where the Rambam says it. In Cain, that this, either it is ma'akiv or it's not ma'akiv, but it is, if it is ma'akiv, it should be by all korbanis. So the Cheshek Shloime in his agois and menachis by us, and daf yud ches, seems to want to do away with the kasha. And what he says is, yeah, the Rambam doesn't mean that by all karbonis it's not ma'akiv. By all karbonis it is ma'akiv. But what's ma'akiv? By all karbonis, the melicha is done on the chelik, which is offered on the mizbech. That's what the Torah is talking about. Me'al minchosecho means the chelik, it's not part of the Seder Hadam. So by a korban mincha, since the haktoras hakoimitz, is ma'akiv in the karbon, because that's connected the zriko. So mele, if there's no melicha over there, it's ma'akiv in that. If it's ma'akiv in that, then you don't have a carbon milcha. The whole carbon is possible. Ma'ashenkin by zvochim, the aktor of the carbon is never ma'akiv. It's true that melicha renders the haktora not a good haktora, but even if you wouldn't be ma'akiv at all, the carbon would be kosher. Says the Cheshek Shloimeh, that's all the Rambam means. The problem is the Lashon, the Rambam doesn't sound the way. The Rambam sounds like there's an existential difference between Korban Mincha and between the other Korbanos, like the Kesef Mishnah says. The Torah writes the Lav and the Essay of Melicha by Mincha, not by other Korbanos. So that means that there's something sharper, something more existential about Malicha, by other Karbanis not. But again, are we learning out this Din Malicha, or are we not learning out this Din Malicha? So this needs to be explored exactly, how to learn up the Rambam. Let's take this discussion a little bit further. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches and Mitzvah Kuf Yud Tes says that Mitzvah Malicha Neheges B'Zichri Kuhuna has to be done by Kohanim. The Meforshim HaMedayik, the Shai HaMelech, in Hilchus Yom Tiv, that the Chinuch holds that Malicha is Psula Bizar. Why is that? Because since Avodim Mikmitzah Ve'elech, we have by us the list in Daf Yud Ches in the Mishnah are all things, if they're not Ma'akav, it's because they're all things before Kmitzah. Yitzika, Blila, that's a discussion by us in the Gemara, that these things are kosher bizar. They should be done by a kohen, but they're kosher bizar. They're not ma'akim in the carbon bechlal, because they're before kmitza. But the melicha of the kohenitz was part of the akhtar. That's definitely mekmitza ve'elev. So over there, that's ma'akiv. So that's the way the poskim understand the din of melicha psula bizar. Again, the Shai HaMelech is the one who says this interpretation. Mechaschim of Dafka over there is not so sure. He's not so convinced. He says it's possible that this that the Chinuch mentions that Neheges B'Zichri Kuna just means that the mitzvah of Hakrova has to be done by a kohen. Does that mean that it's Ma'akiv? That means you could hold that the Melicha could be done by a Zor. If there's no Melicha, it could be that's Ma'akiv. Let's break this down. Let's say over the musik that we just had from the Rambam that by Korban Mincha, Malicha is Ma'akiv. If Malicha is not done at all, it's Ma'akiv, and the Aktoras HaKoyimitz is no good. It's possible. The whole Korban Mincha is possible. But that is only Ma'akiv if it's not done at all. If it's done by a Zor, in that it's not Ma'akiv, says the Michas Chinuch. Ma'ashenkin is a mitzvah sakrova that's mutla al HaKoyinim, the mitzvah zalzikha kuna. And in that, there won't be a mitzvah sakrova if it's done by a Zor. But it won't pass all the carbon. So this needs definition. There's one din of hakrova. The Seder hakrova has to be with Malicha, and that, if it's not done by a Kohen, there is no mitzvah sakrova. But the Korban itself is not possible, even if it's nimlach al yedei azor. That needs definition. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Pirush HaMishnayos, by us in the Mishnah of David Ches, clearly says on the Mishnah of Loi Molach Kosher, the Rambam says, what does that mean? That there was no Malicha at all? No. If you're not melech the Korban mincha, it's possible. The Rambam says, what does it mean it's kosher? The Rambam says, Lemolach Kohen El Azor. Sorry, that the Rambam is saying like what we just said from the Milchus Chinuch, that it seems to be that there's Malicha which is Ma'akiv, but that Malicha which is Ma'akiv is only Likuvo. It could be done by anybody. And then there's a Mitzvah's Malicha, Al Yidei Kohen. However, we could argue and we could say that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not necessarily b'zichri kuna. Me and say the Michas Chinuch is saying a chiddush that the mitzvah is mutl al zichri kuna. They have a mitzvah to, part of their mitzvah of being makriv karbonis is to be makriv bamelach. For them to be melech the karbonis and to put it on the mizbech. If it's done, if the hakrova is done and the karbon was salted, so then the karbon is kosher. The koyin is not mekayim the mitzvah of hakrova bamelach, but the karbon is kosher. That's the way the Michas Chinuch says. The mitzvah of Hakrova b'melach is a separate inyan, and that's mutl al kehanim. The kashrus of the korban, which is tali in whether it was salted or not, like we said, that's likuva, is not tali in a kohen. That's a little bit more difficult. It sounds like two different inyanim. But what we could say in the Rambam, in the Rambam that we just quoted in Pirush HaMishnayos, is that the melach b'chlal is not ma'akiv to be done al yedei kohen. It doesn't even say there's a mitzvah l'chadchila, a mitzvah l'akrova of a kohen. And the Ramban, sure enough, the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Vayikra says, is medayik in the pasuk v'omar kol korban min chos choba melech timlach. Why is it written in the lashon of possessive? Kol korban min chos cho. The Torah is telling the kohanim over there, take this part of the korban, take that part. In the first parak, let's say in oilo, where after the animal is brought. So then the Kehanim process, so to speak, they do the Avod in the Korban, the Chelek, the Aktorah, the Zvikas Adam. It doesn't say over there, your Korban. What does it mean, Korban, min chos cho? We're talking to the Kohen. So the Ramban says no, because the Mitzvah Melicha is a Mitzvah on the Bailam. It's not a Mitzvah of Zichrei Kuhuna, the way we just quoted from the Chinuch. It's a Mitzvah on the Bailim. We call Korban Minchos Cho in the possessive. Who's the one that's bringing the Korban? The Yisrael. And by the way, a Minchas Koyin is never Bechlal the Pasha, because a Minchas Koyin doesn't have, is Nikra of Kolu. Doesn't have Shirayim that are eaten. So that's not the classic Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha over here is talking about the Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Kol Korban Minchos Cho is Ramyo Ki Yachzol Mevi HaMincha, the Ramban says. It's Mutal, it's incumbent on the owner of the Korban, on the one who's bringing the Korban, not on the Koyin who's offering the Korban. So according to the Ramban, this Demelich is Kosher Bizarre, is very straightforward. A, it's before the Kmitza. Let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Layotak lebol lepisis lemolak lehenim lehigish. The Hagosha is mentioned later on in the Mishnah. Melicha is before. Melicha sounds like it's before Kmitza. The problem is that the Kmitza also has to be salted. So how is that going to fit? If it's the Chomei Kmitza Velech, why isn't it Me'akim in the coin? So you can say maybe the mitzvah of Melach has absolutely nothing to do with the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah that's the same way bringing the carbon, you know, not the avoid of the carbon. The melicha is part of bringing the carbon. It's not an avoid, it's not akrova. The melicha is a tenai in the akrova that the akrova should be good. So that mitzvah of salting it, that the akrova should be a legitimate akrova, is maybe on the owner. That's where the Ramban would seem to say, but even where there's no incumbency on the koyin to do the melicha at all. But the plot thickens. So far we've mentioned legabi melicha bizar, that the Chinuch says that the mitzvah is mutla zikri kuhuna. We said different ways of understanding that. Is it likuva? Is it not likuva? The Ramban seems to say the mitzvah is bechlal not on the kohanim. It's a mitzvah on the bailim. In which case, Zohar would certainly be kosher. The Rambam seems to be saying to himself, Minei Ubei. The Rambam says in Perek Yudal of Psula Magdosh Malach Zayin, the Zohar Shemolach Ksheru. In Perek Tez B.S. Migdosh, Halach Hei, when he's talking about different things, that a Zohar, if he does, Avoida that a Zohar does, he's Chai Misi V'dei Shemayim. So the Klal is that any Avoida, which is an Avoida Chashuv, an Avoida Tama B'losh Nagamor, an Avoida which finishes off a whole Seder Akrova, those type of mitzvahs, there is a Chai Misi V'dei Shemayim. Mitzvahs that are just part of the Seder Akrova, but they're not Avoida Tama, let's say like Hoylocho. Hoylocho has to be done by a Kohen. The loch of carbonus that is to the mizbech, but it's not avoid the tamal because it doesn't finish anything. It's only the maisu which is makshur to get to the zrika. So if there's no avoid the tamal, there's no chiv. The Rambam says in Perek Des Bias Mikdosh that if a zor does malicha, it's not avoid the tamal. It's not chayim misiv de shemayim. Seems quite clear, but it's possible. If it wouldn't be possible, so then you wouldn't be able to talk about a zor being chayim misiv de shemayim if it's kosher. The only time you can talk about a Zohar being theoretically Chayim Misa is only if that Avoida totally has to be done by a Kohen, and it's Ma'akiv the Kohuna in that Avoida. So it seems clear from the Rambam B'is Mikdash that the Melicha has to be done by Zohar. There's no Chayim Misa in the Shemaim. Technical point. On the other hand, like we just said, the Rambam in Psulim Mugdashim says that Zohar Shemalak Shera. So here also it seems that that the Mefarshim want to say there's two distinct parts of the Melicha. We spoke about that maybe there's two parts of Melicha, one that's Aydei Kuhuna, one that's Aydei Zor. The Mari Kurkis, is quoted in the Shamish, but in the Shar Melech we have the Mari Kurkis today, that the Rambam of Psulei HaMekdoshim that says Zor Shemolach Tshero is talking about the Melach that's on the whole Korban Mincha, not on the Koimitz Luchud. The chelik that's ma'akev, that Zorus is ma'akev, that's a paslus, just he won't be chayim misi de'e shamayim, is on the k'mitza. That's mikmitza ve'elech, and it really goes back to what we said before. Mikmitza ve'elech is ma'akev. Over there, it has to be done by a kohen. If it's not done by a kohen, it's ma'akev. That's the way you'll read in the Rambam. Mashenkin, there's a separate mitzvahs, Melichas Korbanos, which we're reading anyways in the Psukim, because it sounds like in the Seder Psukim that there's two in Yonim. Kol Korban Mechosko B'melach Timlach. Al Kol Korban Chotak B'melach. So what are you going to say? You're going to say there's something to be done on the whole Korban. That's not Ma'akiv. That's maybe even not Mi K'mitza Ve'elech. The Melicha on the Chelik HaMukta of the Koimitz, that is Ma'akiv, that's Posel Bazar, and that has to be done. Question is, what does it mean that there's two dinim of melicha? It happens to be that the Gemara Dav Chovalav Amaral by us uses the words talking about melicha the chen l'kdeira, V'chein l'kder seems to be the way the Rishonim understand, the way the Rajma understand. V'chein l'kder means that in doing the Malicha has to be from both sides, similar to salting, it has to be also from both sides. This way it's all covered over. The Ra'oh in Bedek HaBayis has a chiddush. He says, V'chein l'kder, it's not talking about chulin. The Gemara is not throwing in a din that's negei a Malicha for taking out the blood in a behemoth. That's not what we're talking about over here. What we're talking about over here, the Ra'oh says, V'chein l'kder, that the salting of the rest of the Karban Mincha, which is eaten by the Kohanim, Bikdera, it's cooked and it's eaten, it's not offered on the Mizbeach, it's eaten, Bikdera, that also needs Malicha. So he says, Mufurish in the Gemara, the Malicha refers, hein to the Chelek that's cooked there, Al-Gabe Mizbeach, and hein to the Chelek that's the rest of the Karban Mincha. The Rashba categorically argues on this Roy, he says, there's no Makar whatsoever in the Sugis HaShas, that Malicha is done on the Chelek HaNecha, L'chor, Malicha is part of that Krova, I'll call Karban Chotakriv Melach, it's part of that Krova. That Krova is only on the Koim, it's not on the Shurayim. Pashtus. The Rav, in the Mishnah Bayos, says, Loi Molach Ksheiro, Loi Molach Kol HaMincha Kulo, Elo HaKoimitz, Malichas HaKoimitz Ma'akevesi. Sounds clear from him that there is a Malicha on the rest of the Karban, but there's a Malicha on the Koimitz, which is Ma'akev. Kivega asked, Elochor, the Pashtus of the Gemara is not that way. The Gemara seems to say that the Gemara Daf Chof seems to say the Malicha is part of the Haktoras Hakmitza. So there's a lot of anoisim over here. We have to try to define what are the different parts of Malicha in the Karban. Mitzvah Shem, the next year we'll try to delve into the Shach V'Tayah by us in the Gemara Daf Chof, and we'll try to categorize the different parts of Malicha and how that reflects in the din of Legabe Koyin, what's Ma'akiv, which part needs kahuna, and so on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.